to an update of some great things to catch this weekend. Here in Dublin, the Festival Fringe is full underway and there's some amazing talent that's on show. And some of the unique fusions of ideas have really stood out include Soldier Still, that's at the Mermaid Arts Centre, and this is being performed by Junk Ensemble. It's a show about violence, it's a dance work, and it blends the movement, the text, the music, the real stories of real people. And I think this is what gives it its power. It's certainly harrowing. You could call it both beautiful and brutal. And the cast is made up of Irish and global dancers, and uniquely there are former soldiers that collaborate. And this has created an exceptional creative team that really look at viciousness and also poke out our vulnerability. It's very moving to watch just how the trauma of violence unfolds. And this group have been previous artists in residence at Tate Britain and have also won awards, and they have great reputation in Ireland as the dance innovators that they are. So you have just about a week to catch this now in Dublin, but if you have a look at fringefest.com, that's the website for the Dublin Fringe, then there are some great trailers that if you don't get a chance to have a look, you can catch up on some of the great ideas that are happening. One of the good things about Fringe is that you can follow some artists from Fringe to Fringe. I really loved Doos. That was a musical at Edinburgh Fringe just a few weeks ago, August, not that long ago really. And so the creative team that created Doos are here in Dublin for WOW. And this is how we can have a look at marriage in all its forms, in the ways that we perhaps want to forget perhaps or celebrate. It's created by Xantony. And he was the star of Doos, as well as the two female dancers that gave it great character and great presence. Now, there's a real spin in the story because this time he's getting hitched. So coming out of the Eurovision world, he's now going to be looking for his wife-to-be, and this is Tiffany. And she was an amazing performer in Doos, so it's going to be wonderful to catch up with this performance in Dublin and just have a look and see what's next from this creative powerhouse that really gave us a great show at the Edinburgh Fringe. And this is billed as the celeb wedding of the millennium. So if you would like to join them, then you still have a week left to go and have a look at that for the Fringe Fest in Dublin. Tickets are just €11, so a great bargain there. Starts at 8 o'clock and it lasts for an hour, and it's in one of those amazing great spaces of theatre in Dublin, and that's the Bewley's Cafe Theatre. It's really atmospheric and so many wonderful shows have been performed there in the past that if it's a venue you love, then that's a second reason to go and have a look. So it says bring your dancing shoes, dress to WOW, and they're going to ask you would you like beef or salmon. So a humorous look at wedding etiquette, or would you like a slice of heteronormativity. So moving from this heteronormativity world of the power of WOW, which is at Bewley's Cafe Theatre for just a few more days, then another way of looking at a great Fringe experience is the fully automated luxury gender oasis. Now this is Trans Live Art Salon, and it sounds absolutely wonderful. So if you're finding the festival overwhelming, and it can be with so many hundreds of shows to see in Dublin, perhaps you yearn to draw or crochet, even though you've always been convinced you couldn't. So if there's a craft that you'd like to take up, maybe this is for you if you want to read books and play games by trans artists from all over the world, or perhaps you just want to chat about gender, then this experience, the Trans Live Art Salon, is going to provide you an inclusive space right in the heart of Dublin. There's going to be performances, readings, queer skill sharing workshops, and all served with tea and biscuits to keep you going during the Fringe time. So I can't think of what more you would want, really. Sounds absolutely amazing. So if you feel like a bit of a chill, it's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and you can relax, just kick back. And sometimes in the Fringe, if you've absorbed too many new ideas, if there can be such a thing, then perhaps take some time just to let it all settle here in this oasis. You can also have a go at stencil making, and there's some artworks too on display. Or if you want, and this is a lovely invitation, then you can do nothing at all. It's whatever you need from the oasis. It just sounds absolutely perfect. It's a space for you, and it's a festival home away from home. And some of the activities, if you are going to have a wander there, are listed on the fringefest.com website. So Temple Bar Gallery is the venue, and the timetable is all handcrafted and looks wonderful online. So hopefully this has given you a few flavours of some fun things that are going on in Dublin. And often these shows will tour, so it's a good idea to have a look at where they're going next. And another show that I saw that is touring this week is Flown. It's an amazing circus experience by Pirates of the Caribbean. And they took over the Oxford Playhouse. And if you were sitting near the front, then you saw that aerial performers come right overhead. There was live music and there was romance. I would say it was ultimately about love, but it is billed as being something that is all about flying, and because everything is flown, even the band. And it was something that you could take the whole family to. It was an hour and 40 minutes and it just kept your attention from start to finish. So that will be touring too. So whatever you're up to this week, I hope you get to see some great theatre, and do let me know if there's anything you'd like me to cover, and any comments, do share. Have a great week.